Okay?
Yeah.
When I was born, my grandmother cried because I wasn't a boy. My son's life is ruined. He's ruined. To top it off, she's so dark. My cries were louder than hers. I was too eager to live, an unwelcome troublemaker from birth. But that's not where my story starts. A few hundred years ago, some men sailing on blue waters wound up on brown land, and they decided they'd walk on anything that wasn't white. I remember scrubbing my face with the formula at age 12. 3 tubes Fair and Lovely, 2 tablespoons bleach, countless years of colonialism shoved into my DNA, an old ancestral recipe. I've seen light skin become default beauty. I've seen Makrani and Bengali become an insult. I remember being pushed around, my chachu pinching all the fat that he could find on me. Joke's on him. I pissed on his bed when he was abusing the maid. Yes, I may not have a penis, but that will never stop me from aiming. My story started before 47, even before the start of that century. I was born in rebellion. The masters called it mutinous, but we bathe in the independence of our own blood. I was born in that battle. I hear the sword clashes every day. I have been denounced for color, sex, and country. One time I flew a kite on the tallest building I have ever stood on. When it reached as high as I could take it, I let it go. I will not hold on to limits. I will let my skin remain dark. I will not buy lenses of a lighter shade. I will not paint my skin white. Brown is too fucking majestic to erase. I was born on the land of the poor, and I will not fool myself with the luxury of diaspora. I was born on the earth of men, and I will not die with the gates of misogyny open. My name is Sana, and if you wept when I was a child, you will quiver when I am a woman.